up in Bethel about the initiative? What are people thinking, talking about?
Well, I think, as in most places, the average citizens aren't really thinking about this yet. It's a little early, and they've been busy watching the presidential races. And, you know, buttoning up the end of winter or whatever. But those that I've spoken to that are familiar with it, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of support for it, but there isn't really a whole lot yet of opinion on it in our community.
Good. Representative Howcrow.
You know, I think that's kind of an interesting, that's kind of a an interesting analysis. And I, you know, it's similar to what we talk about here with the Mackey plan. You know, although my constituents call and say it's a bad idea, you really wonder what's going to happen if it was on the ballot when they get into the booth. I mean, when you get into the booth, and I mean, you can say no on a poll all day long, but you get into the booth, the question I have is, does greed overtake you? Do you say, yeah, I want my property taxes cap? Or in the case here in the Capitol, do you say, yes, I want that $25,000? I mean, so I just think, you know, even we discussed earlier the polls, we're not going to know until the morning after the election, because I think people get in those polls, and I think, you know, greed is one of the biggest motivators there is.
You don't have to answer that if you want to.
Just my rantings.
Where Representative Halcrow lives, it may be greed that decides which X to make. But in my area, it may just be a flip of the coin. Being as many people may think that doesn't directly affect me, it just, you know, YN, you know, flip the coin and check either one. Close your eyes and vote.
Well, the one thing we hope that these hearings do is at least educate people to the fact that it very well could affect them. Not only just through these hearings, but other information that will come out. And we don't want it to be just the fact that one city or different areas are rural, urban, or whatever. This will have an effect statewide on everybody. Some good, some not so good probably, but it's certainly going to have an effect on everybody. So thank you very much. Let me quickly go to John Milkey, the mayor of Skagway. John, are you still here?
Yes, sir, I am.
Very good. Thank you.
Skagway's mill rate is set at 8.5.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's John Milkey, mayor of Skagway. We're a little community. We're about 90 miles north of here. We have a mill rate of 8.5. Our property assessments on our downtown historic district will go up 50% this year. The thing that concerns me is, even though that we are underneath a 10, I believe it's the right of each community, because of its uniqueness and where they're at geographically, to decide on their own what they're willing to pay, whether it would be bonded indebtedness or projects that they need done in the community. I believe that needs to be the choice of that community. What concerns me is that a statewide driven initiative would control what we're going to pay or be capped at in property taxes. I'm afraid what would come next, would there be an statewide initiative to cap our sales tax? I just really feel that this is a community by community issue. I'm concerned that a community or a group of people that would vote to cap a property tax would be the same people that would vote not to pay a sales tax. I've been alive 50 years. I've seen a lot of weird things, but I haven't seen somebody turn down one tax and want to pay another.
Does that conclude your testimony?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Is there questions? Thank you very much for being patient. Next, I have Judy Nielsen from Kodiak. Judy, are you here? Some people may have had to leave. It's gone on a little longer than they probably anticipated.
She left.
Okay, very well. It's Darcy Salmon. I know Darcy's here. You are right there. I gave you a hard time earlier.
Not nearly as hard as that
deputy mayor. I just don't want to have the Matt Sue Borough be the show tonight. There's a number of speakers who have come from the Matt Sue, and not the least of which is Mr. Van Zandt, who's a resident and that I respect very much, and I respect the assessment process very much and that mechanism. Now, I believe in reform, and I believe in change when it is in the best interest of the people. I believe that this initiative, personally, is fraught with error, that it was ill-conceived, and I'm sad that it's before us today. But the fact is, it is before us. So in terms of my belief, I think it's incumbent upon us as an assembly in the Matt Sue Borough to open our doors to the people, our constituents, have the information available, the options available to them, have ourselves prepared. As Mr. Scott pointed out, we had an assembly meeting yesterday that focused primarily on this issue as a beginning point, so to speak, as where do we go as an assembly in relationship to educating the people in our borough. I am pleased that Mr. Holmes did come forward. It shows the diversity of the Matanuska Susitna borough. He does speak for a large number of people in that borough. He is in the rural area. There is an area that we call the core area. I think that as you explore the differences in our population base, that you'll see that the rural to the core have differing viewpoints specifically on this initiative. He mentioned that there could be an 18-month lag. Well, we perceive, as yesterday's meeting pointed out, that we will initially be hit with about a $12 million deficit if this were to pass without anything on the table in front of it. We've prepared ourselves, I believe, as an assembly, that should it pass, we will come before our constituents in February and present a possibility of a sales tax to be before them. The thing, though, with me personally is the lag is not acceptable. I don't want to put our constituents, our school systems, our road service areas, our fire service areas, I don't want to put us in that position. And so I would just plead to the people that are listening tonight and watching gavel to gavel, not just in the Matanuska Susitna Borough, but in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Valdez, Cordova, throughout the state, to take it upon yourselves to get in touch with your own assembly members, your own council members, and firmly get educated on this issue so that you can make a conscientious decision and not an emotional decision. I have another life in which the primary basis of all the decisions made are emotional rather than business. And I would hope that this cannot afford to be an emotional decision. This is in its ramifications throughout the entire state. Trickling clear down to Pelican is an issue that we as Alaskans have to address in terms of what's in the best interests of the entire state and the entire population base. And I guess that's my viewpoint, and I thank you for the opportunity to present it to you. I'm Darcy Solomon, Mayor of the Matanuska Susitna Borough.
Thank you very much, Darcy. Are there questions? Thank you for being patient as well.
That was easy.
Thank you very much.
I'm next from Anchorage. I don't want to leave my two companions here out. Pat Abney. Pat?
I'm Pat Abney, Assembly Member from Anchorage. And thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I don't want to belabor those things that have already been said because they're very true. And Anchorage spent quite a long hour last night working on the school budget and the concerns of being prepared in case this should pass and the concerns of should we, what happens to an infrastructure, to an educational system that is totally dismantled by a $16 million cut. Even if it should not pass, and we've made that cut already. But my concerns are the effects on the economy of not just Anchorage, but of the state. How do we attract business to a state or a city that has a crippled education system? How do we attract business to a state that has no way to increase or repair its infrastructure? Uh, We have a problem already. We have a trend that our young people between 20 and 35 are leaving the state. We're seeing our schools that the number of children 0 to 5 years old are decreasing, because that's the number, that's the age of the people who have children. Our children are going outside to college, and they're not coming back. These are the effects of this type of thing, and I have a great concern for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Representative Halcro.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pat, good to see you. What are your constituents, what are your neighbors saying about this 10 mil cap?
Those that I have talked with are very much opposed to it. And last evening at the testimony before the school district, there was a sweeping movement of the people to want to get involved to prevent it being passed. And there was standing room only in the assembly chambers.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, I have Carolyn Floyd from Kodiak. Welcome to the committee.
Hi. Carolyn Floyd, Mayor of the City of Kodiak. And I just wanted to say that at the moment, the City of Kodiak has a 2 mil property tax. But we have a 6% sales tax, which is really the funds that we work on. But we are right there in the middle of the borough that has a 9.5 mil. And they are looking at needs for increases because of the school budget this year. And we must be concerned about the whole community, as we should be concerned about the whole state. And today, tax cap would not affect the City of Kodiak. But we can't look at just today. What's going to happen tomorrow? And as Pat had said about our young people that are leaving, perhaps because of the economic conditions in our community, we have to be aware of that what's happening to our state. And we don't want just all senior citizens like me here. We need to, that are taking advantage of the tax rate. But nevertheless, we need to, I think we are concerned. And as far as saying, well, the polls show that people are going to vote against it, I don't think we can be complacent and rest on our laurels, that the people we talk to, knowing we're a politician, and they're saying, if I ask them, well, what do you think about the tax cap? Oh, I think it's a bad idea. We have to, I think informed citizens realize it is a bad idea. But the average citizen may not, and I think those are the ones that we need to work on, to address, and to try to inform them just what the implications are. Because many times, people do not feel, until they feel the pinch, they're not really aware of what it could do to them. And I don't, all of the testimony that's been given tonight, I can say amen to that. All of those, I won't repeat all of the statements that have been made. They've certainly been correct, right on. And I think that we have a lot of work to do before that vote comes up. That's all I have.
Thank you very much for the questions, Representative Murkowski.
You know, you point out that the City of Kodiak,
right,
is, I think you said a 2 mil
right
rate at this point in time. So for all intents and purposes, you wouldn't be affected by this
right now,
this tax cap initiative. And yet there are two components to that initiative. One is the tax cap itself, and one is the assessment issue.
That's right,
so
which we would
to,
be.
You are going
that's,
to be
that's
affected
right
by that. So,
but people are just looking at the mil rate today.
Exactly.
They don't, they're really not reading about that assessment thing.
And that's something we've heard from several communities here tonight saying, well, we're not really affected, but because we're part of the overall system,
exactly,
we feel the impact. And I think the word needs to get out a little more loudly that there are two components to the initiative, and whether you are above or below the tax, the 10 mils,
yeah,
or not,
right,
you're still going to be affected by the assessment aspect of it. So
we have a lot of
we need
a lot
to
of education
continue
to
that
do
education,
yes,
process as well.
I agree.
Very good. Thank you very much, Carolyn. I appreciate it. I have one more person to testify this evening, and then we're going to call it an evening. Dan Kelly from the Matsu Borough. Dan.
Good Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, appreciate the opportunity to testify before you. As has been said, there's a...
Dan, go ahead and introduce yourself for the record.
I'm sorry. My name is Dan Kelly. I'm the assemblyman for the Mat-Su Borough, District 4, which I represent the greater Wasilla area. A lot of things have been said that covers all of it, except that there's two things that I want to add emphasis on. We were down here to talk about the 10 mil cap, and we've been here today meeting with others about the revenue sharing. And I have to ask the question, how bad is this going to affect the monies that we could share if indeed the state has to kick in and pay for some of these additional services we can't provide for ourselves? The other is the economic development in the areas. In Wasilla and in the Mat-Su Borough around our community, we're seeing a lot of economic development because we have the infrastructure in place to encourage people to come there, large businesses and people who want that kind of lifestyle. It's still not high density. People can still find some acreage and enjoy the lifestyle that is almost urban in development. But closely around there, as the city begins to expand, we start dealing with encouraging others to come into the area to provide jobs. A lot of our youth is leaving the state because there isn't enough work for them. So we, in return, are trying to encourage development of jobs and what have you so that we can have work for our youth, so that our sons and daughters don't leave the community. With the development of some of the other projects, such as our port and the Hatcher Pass, we are still encouraging the areas to develop. But if we don't have the infrastructure, if we can't afford to pay for the services, large companies won't move there. They need to protect their families that they'll be bringing with them. They need to be able to tell their children and the gentlemen, their wives, and vice versa, this is a good community because we have these services. Clearly, if services are cut, it will impact us in the economic development issue. We will lose, because of the economic development downturn, we'll lose some more of our youth for the state. I'm very much concerned about the impact on the schools, the impact on the infrastructures, the impact on our local development, and the impact with the reduction of revenue sharing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Halcrow.
And I would add to that that you would suffer in the economic development department because you wouldn't have a skilled workforce, as Assemblymember Abney pointed out. You're still short funding education. There's no skilled workforce for companies to be attracted to.
That's correct.
Very good. Dan, thank you very much, and thank all of the witnesses that were here this evening. And we will continue this tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock if we have anybody else that either didn't make it here this evening or wants to show up in the morning.
Was there any effort to invite sponsors of this petition?
The sponsor has called my office. I was not able to make contact with him today. I tried yesterday and I was not able to. But the sponsor will certainly have an opportunity to testify. Certainly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Steve Benson.
Yes, Steve.
I will be there at the meeting in the morning. If you don't mind, there are a couple other things I'd like to bring up in the morning, if that's all right with you, sir.
You're going to be there by teleconference, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't know if you would take the plane down late tonight or what.
No.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And everybody else has been on teleconference. And with that... And with that, we'll recess this public hearing until 8 o'clock in the morning, roughly.
Roughly.